My love, first let me say, you can rest. All the things that are meant for you will still come to you. On today's episode, we are going to be exploring the regenerative cycles of the earth, specifically winter, and how it pertains to us humans, me and you, right now. If you feel like you're dying for inspiration to strike, but just feel drained, or if your health is stumping you, or if you feel like you need permission to take it easy, this is your episode.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome. I hope you feel nourished and satisfied by this season. And if you don't, I think I've got a good formula for you on today's show. I'm glad you're here. I just got the year-end review of my show the other day, a few days before the end of the year, so maybe not entirely complete because there's a couple days still left when I'm recording this. The Own Your Intuition show has made it to 33 countries in 2023. Isn't that exciting? If you are listening outside of the U.S., I'd love to hear where you are. You can ping me on my Instagram at Aimée Cartier, or you can send me a message through my website, aimeecartier.com. And a special hello to Mary Kay in Australia. I see you. It's so fun for me to see all the places that we are existing together right now. In 2023, you also downloaded the show over 4,560 times. This also just makes me smile. When I saw that number, I closed my eyes and I said a little prayer of thanksgiving and sent a blessing of happiness, harmony, peace, and ease as serves your highest good to each and every one of you. So if you are listening to my words now or have done, receive my well wish. Thank you for accompanying me on this journey. Hearing from you makes it all the more worthwhile. I had a client tell me recently when she came to me for a reading that during one episode of the Own Your Intuition show, she burst into tears, the good kind, at one sentence from the show, because she so needed to hear that just then. Thanks for telling me how the show impacts you in positive ways. If you've already reached out to tell me or will do, anyone can leave a star rating and review on your podcast app. They matter to me. Okay, so let's dig in. Last night, in the middle of the night, I awoke. It was just before midnight, and I had already been asleep for a few hours. And for some reason, very unusually, I was wide awake. I could hear my husband's deep, sleeping breaths next to me. I edged out of bed and walked down the hall toward our bathroom. The whole house was silent, completely dark, totally peaceful, and calm. I needed to see something that was on the floor of the hallway, so I flipped on the light. After a second or two, I peeked into my daughter's room because I thought of how the hall light shines directly on her bed and it can sometimes wake her or make her stir in her sleep. She was out cold. Arms splayed across the bed. She was as unaware as is possible of the movement and light around her, of my presence near her. It really struck me. It struck me how she wasn't there just now. Maybe it sounds a little strange, but I felt it was true. Her being was not present in her body just then. I felt so curious about it, like I wanted to investigate. So, in a way that is maybe very momish, I tiptoed into her bedroom to take a closer look. I wanted to know if this was true. Was she there right now, laying on her bed? What happens when we sleep? Her limbs were in and out of the purple polka dot duvet cover around her. She had all four of her favorite stuffies laying across her chest. One arm was almost off the bed and the other one was above her head. Her breaths were even, coming in and out of her 10-year-old mouth. But her consciousness, you know, the light in her eyes when she is awake, the vibrancy of her essence, it wasn't there. Like, it didn't seem present in her body just then. I sat there in wonder, looking at her and thinking about sleep, about this thing that we do every day. I wondered where we go. I wondered at the completeness of our disengagement from our waking life. I wondered about the venturing of our soul during those hours. I wondered about the rejuvenation of it all and the necessity of it all. Then I tiptoed back out of her room and turned off the light in the hallway. I'm going to circle back here, I promise. But for now, I'm just going to leave it at that. Today, we are going to talk about aligning with nature's cycles, some of what that means, and why and how it can be important for you. And I'll give you some ideas of not hard things to do that you might do to align right now, this winter, and or next, and maybe the year after as well, etc. I would say my own deep journey with aligning with the broad spectrum of nature's cycles started roughly a year ago when I got this insight that I needed to align with the moon. The first thing I did was begin to align my teaching schedule with it. The next thing I have been doing is playing with aligning my children's schooling with it, as my kids are homeschooled. I've been slowly integrating it back into my work schedule in a bigger way as well. I've seen it, or the lack of alignment with nature cycles, come up so many times over the last few months in my readings and in my students. It looks like this. An expectation that once something, and it can be something intense, completes, that you will feel buoyant, joyful, free, and inspired again immediately. It can look like a lack of understanding in what is needed to heal the body, coupled with not allowing yourself to cease your regular or breakneck speed, depending on the person. It can look like the idea that December should be filled with so many activities and that we've got to cram it all in. The holiday parties, the holiday dates, the holiday shopping. It can look like the lack of understanding that even humans need more sleep in the winter. And so zero adjustments to sleep schedule. And sometimes even later nights during this time of year in order to fit it all in. All the while, naturally, everything around you, the whole earth that is in winter, is literally resting. And I've seen it for years in the sense of palpable relief that I see over and over and over again when I'm doing a reading, and one of the key messages for my client at this moment or at that moment in time is that they need to rest. Their palpable relief for me is the key here. It's key because we've been so trained to ignore our bodies and the natural cycle that we actually feel as though we need outside permission in order to give ourselves the rest that we need. For one reason or another, the message that has been passed down to us, that current popular culture, at least in this country for sure, is living, is that constant motion is required in order to make it in this life. Now, my point of this episode is not to make you feel bad if you find yourself in this, in one of these categories or something similar. This is one of the reasons that I didn't put this episode out in December. That, and I've been resting. But I didn't want you to feel bad for packing it all in. It's literally not your fault. When the world has been telling you that this is the way for so long, how would it be your fault for adopting that way? If you just tuned in to the radio, you are listening to the Own Your Intuition radio show and podcast. I am your host, psychic author Aimée Cartier, and today we are exploring what winter is good for and how aligning with it helps you bloom. Here's the secret, one that I think more and more people are waking up to. Nature has been telling us a different story. This story has been around and regenerating in sustainable cycles for far longer than the lie that you've been told, that we've been told our whole lives, of needing to always be productive in order to survive or thrive. Nature has been living a different story than that lie for 3.7 billion years. That is how long ago life on Earth is thought to have started. 3.7 billion years. That's not nothing. Even though humans, and possibly as a result of this lie, have been trying to destroy the earth for the short window that we are living in it, or that we insist on living within a model of scarcity, which tells us to take it and everything while we can, instead of the renewing model that exists and requires certain key components in order to uphold, the earth, every living thing on this planet, has been singing a different song for billions of years. That song is one of cycles. It's regenerative. It involves rest. It's like a circle, a wheel, if you will, with four quadrants. and two of those quadrants are fully active. The burst of spring and the blooming of summer. Two of those quadrants are less active. The preparing for dormancy of the autumn, in which everything starts to slow down and the daylight is diminishing. The final fruits and veggies of the summer work and bloom are available for harvesting during this time. And then the quadrant on the wheel of time that is quiet. It's silent and dark, like my hallway the other night. It's dormant and fallow. In the Northern Hemisphere, that is the one, the quadrant that we are in right now. And the great news is that even though the calendar year tells us that we are in a new beginning right now, we are still in the fallow of winter. That means there is still time to take advantage of the fact that everything around you in nature is supporting and encouraging you to slow down, to be quiet, to rest. I've been contemplating this over and over throughout the last year. Whether you remember it or not, we are on and in this wheel of time. We are a part of nature. No matter that we live in houses where we can stay up all night due to electricity, no matter that we can choose to ignore what our bodies need and keep going until we are so depleted, our innate makeup is one of nature. There is no living creature on this earth, nothing on this earth that is not nature. That includes the human being, me and you. Living without rest and thinking that we are outside of this cycle is making us sick. It's making us take more than we should from the planet that sustains us. It's making us literally take all right now so that there is nothing for later for the people to come. It's making us get diseased and sick while we live because we refuse to give our bodies the rest and replenishment that it needs. As my friend, brilliant parent educator and neighbor, Betty Peralta says, continued, ongoing, relentless stress is toxic to our organism. Toxic stress caused diseases are the number one killer of humans. So, what if you could do something about this? What if the thing to do was as simple as allowing yourself to lay on your couch and binge watch Ted Lasso, which, by the way, is absolutely worth the $7 for a month of Apple TV that you can get it for. Just set your reminder in your phone to stop your subscription. It's easy to cancel. I digress. I am such a Ted Lasso fan. I want everybody to watch Ted Lasso. It's such medicine. I'll confess here, I am not a sitcom person. In fact, in the grand scope of my life, compared to a lot of others I know, I have watched very few TV series. But I have watched all three seasons of Ted Lasso three times. My last was last winter. Okay, this is not a sponsored plug. I know I'm totally digressing here, but Ted Lasso is just the most soulful TV series I have ever seen. So I find it very nourishing and I highly recommend it to others. If, for example, you are in the position of trying to find a way to begin to let your body to rest. Watch anything you want. That's just my two cents there. Anyway, what if the thing to do to align with these cycles was as simple as perusing the library after work one day and picking a novel up off the shelf? What if the thing to do was as easy as getting yourself a coloring book and some crayons or markers during your next run to the grocery store and doing that after dinner for an hour? What if the thing to do to align with nature's cycles was as easy as setting up your toothbrush just before dinner, getting the water you like to have by your bedside and putting it and your PJs out by your bed, or whatever other bedtime prep you do, setting yourself up early. And then at 8 p.m., just after coloring and doing your bedtime prep, getting into bed and turning out the light. Tell me how you feel the following day after having so much sleep. I always feel like a million bucks. What if the thing to do was as easy as getting an audiobook on your phone from your library and letting yourself lay on the couch or in bed for some time before or after dinner, or before or after breakfast, or before or after lunch, and listen? Are you catching my drift here? Can you see that there are hundreds of ways, probably thousands, to add more rest in, to go dormant like the trees, to shut down and be underground like the seeds and bulbs of next spring's flowers? Like the fruit and veggie plants and animals that require hunkering down before the next big activity. So, my message is multi-pronged, but all leading to the same place. If you have recently put out a huge amount of effort, like the spring and the summer energy, inspiration is unlikely to be yours again until you allow for and be in the regenerative period. If your health has taken a dive for one reason or another, rest will help you heal, along with whatever other treatments your body needs. Rest facilitates and speeds up the healing process. Your body isn't trying to do all the things at once. Getting prone, laying horizontal, allows it to work on the healing. If you have been told, either explicitly or implicitly, that what is required to be on Earth is never-ending movement forward, it is a lie. Mother Nature has been singing a song of cycles for far longer than this current BS message. Listen to Mother Nature. She is the reason we can all exist here in the first place. And you are also her. Remember my sleeping daughter at the beginning of this episode, how she didn't stir even when the light was shown on her for a bit, even when I was hovering over her bed, even when, before I left, I leaned down to gently kiss her forehead. My daughter, just then, was like a tree in winter. We all are every night. Each night, us sleeping people of the world go dormant. Our souls, our life essence, our being, our hands, our legs, our organs, they take a break from doing. They rest. I mean, some organs still continue to work, thankfully, like our hearts, but they go more slowly, even. The point that I want to hit home here is that this cycle of do and then rest is so essential that humans can't go a day without it and function properly. We literally cannot keep going on no sleep. Very quickly, parts of our brain start to shut down. Are you getting this? This cycle of activity and rest is so important that it repeats daily. Daylight hours where we are active and nighttime hours where we go dormant. We literally cannot live without this period of shutdown. It is so intrinsic to life on Earth that we must do it every day to survive or thrive. So, broaden that out. This cycle is circling on a daily basis, on a monthly basis. The dark, more restive period being in the dark of the moon, the more active period being at the full moon. That cycle continues without cessation. It is restorative, replenishing. It enables sustainability. The same cycle, which is mimicked on a yearly basis through our seasons. Do you think the system, the rotation, the cycle would still be around for billions of years if it didn't work? Neither do I. For optimal thriving, we need all the stages. We humans need all the stages, all the quadrants. And perhaps more importantly, at this moment, we need the deep rest of winter. So, my love, as you start to contemplate this in your own life, as you hopefully move forward carving out more of nothing into the month or months ahead, I encourage you to find a moment to take out your calendar. I mean, literally take it out. Turn to November. Make a note for yourself that it is time to prepare to go dormant. It is time to take care of the harvesting or the holiday shopping or whatever other preps that you usually do scurrying around in December so that you can go dormant the following month in the darkest days. Turn to December. Make a note for yourself that resting can take priority now. If you feel as though you will want or need encouragement, that is what this podcast is for. You can bookmark it, write it down. If it was me, I would write literally the episode down and that it was first published on January 2nd, 2024, so that I could listen to it again if I wanted to when the time is right. Because if you're anything like me, you'll be like, where did I hear that now or what? And then if you have all the notes, you can go right to it if you need encouragement. So either way, it is okay to rest. It is more than okay. It is necessary. Let this podcast be your encouragement, if you need it, to plan to rest unreservedly in the months ahead, especially if it is important to you to grow bountifully and bloom heartily. Happy resting, all my love. This is Aimee Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I'm so glad that you tuned in. I hope what you heard inspires you. Nature's cycles and tools for intuitive time management are something my students learn in my Own Your Intuition program. It's one of the 13 moon lessons. This program has ongoing enrollment now. It's also, as I mentioned, designed to cycle with the moon each month. If you are keen to explore this and more than a dozen tools that will have you feeling aligned and in touch with your own soul and connected to source in myriad of ways and able to receive the guidance you need to live the life your soul intended, join us. You can find out more at aimeecartier.com/own your intuition. All my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.